This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine every Saturday 10 till 12.
Ingrid is our next guest. Feldenkrais. Is that right?
Feldenkrais.
Yes. Feldenkrais. Okay. So we're going to talk about that. We were just speaking about the assisted dying legislation, but we'd also earlier talked about palliative care and helping people live better lives. So let's get back to that thread. There's going to be an open day, and it's tomorrow, Sunday the 6th of August. Where's that at? And then you can tell us what it's all about, but where's it at first so people can get their head around geographically?
So it's being held at the Abbotsford Convent.
Oh, yes, yep.
In the community and linen rooms from 10 to 4.
Community and linen rooms.
Yeah. Sound like
well,
a
Well, I suppose,
blast.
Yeah, they would have, yeah.
Where else would you have them?
Now, let's assume that a lot of our listeners aren't familiar with what this is all about. Tell them why you're doing this open day, but what people can expect, and to help them understand what it's all about.
Well, people might have started to hear about the Feldenkrais method and wonder what it is. So the day is really an opportunity for the body of Feldenkrais practitioners in Victoria to really showcase their work and let people know how it's applied in all forms of life.
Mm-hmm.
So the method was based on the work of Moshe Feldenkrais. He developed the work, and he was a scientist in nuclear science and physics and engineering, and he had also a big interest in martial arts, in judo, and he devised this method to cure himself of a crippling knee injury.
Okay.
So he put all his knowledge together and formed this method to really help people improve the way they move.
Now, if you, Robert Doyle was Dolly Doyle was here earlier, whinging about his bad back. I assume muscular issues are one of the most prominent things that people, you know, want to seek some relief and some treatment for. What are some of the other things? I know that breathing is a big part of this.
Yeah, so it's really a system of movement education that focuses primarily on the sensory nervous system and people's ability to sense and feel themselves in movement. So with that body awareness, it can be practiced as a mindfulness or awareness-based practice, or it can be used by people that need to perform at a higher elite level, like musicians or singers or
radio
announcers.
It's quite elite.
Sports people.
Panel operators.
For example, I'm a practitioner and I work with children with disabilities, both cognitive and physical disabilities, and then also at the Victorian College of the Arts for the dance students there. That whole range of physical ability. So it's really at the Discovery Day, we'll have special presentations. There'll be people talking about Feldenkrais and pain management, Feldenkrais and a meditation practice, Feldenkrais and the performing arts, Feldenkrais and neuroplasticity.
Now, you know, until we received the information from you guys about this and we asked you to come on, I'd never heard of it.
Yes.
Before.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, it's not because I don't read things, but I'm wondering why perhaps I hadn't heard of it. Is it the practitioners aren't as widespread as perhaps some other practitioners? What do you think the reason is that people will be going, I've never heard of this before?
Well, it's still seen as an alternative practice.
Okay.
But it's becoming more infiltrated into the mainstream, especially as more physios and health practitioners do the training. And integrated into their work, but they might still bill as a physiotherapist,
okay,
but
right,
they won't bill as a Feldenkrais practitioner, but
right,
they'll use the skills and the knowledge from the practice in that field.
So someone that wants to become a practitioner, what sort of a what sort of a regime is there?
Yes.
And a qualification, you know, how does that all fit?
So you'll complete a 4-year training process that's part-time with study in between.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's it really. And
cool.
Then it's the beginning of your kind of practice.
I just want to take you back to the idea of Feldenkrais and neuroplasticity.
Yes.
Tell me about that. Because I used to work back in the day as before radio and in trauma counselling.
Ah, yes.
So one of the things that I learnt is that the brain is, you can rewire your brain. And I'm always fascinated to hear about ways of doing it. So if you could tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. So Feldenkrais is really seen as one of the first practitioners of neuroplasticity. He's really way before his time, because this science is just new now. Like, people are starting to measure it and adopt it into the mainstream. But so it really focuses on the brain's ability to change, and it affects change in the brain through movement. So you might look at habitual movement patterns. So that would be the same as in psychology, you're looking at thought patterns, and there's a process of first becoming aware of what those patterns are, and then being able to get some tools to kind of learn different movement patterns and to change it. And in that process, you can affect change in your brain.
So, and is it just that repetitive? Because it's the same thing. It's the thought process. Like, if you want to rewire your brain, you just have to keep thinking certain things, better things, more positive things. So is that what it's about, that repetition of movement and you?
Yeah, exactly. It's a practice. So those habitual patterns are so easy to fall back into, aren't they? So you have to keep kind of reminding yourself and keep practicing and keep searching and exploring new ways of physical expression in your body and understanding of your body.
Can you give us an example?
Yeah. So, you know, often people will come with back pain or neck and shoulder pain, and they've been told to either do, you know, stomach strengthening exercises or stretching exercises, and nothing really helps. And usually they come and see a Feldenkrais practitioner because they're desperate and they've still got pain and nothing helps. But no one's really shown them that, you know, that back pain is because of it's the way that they see themselves and move themselves, and in their movement of themselves, they don't realise that their hip joints can move, for example. So in the process of Feldenkrais, they'll suddenly learn, oh, actually, I can move my hip joints, and then that affects the way that you use your back and the rest of your body, and you spread the load and the work through your whole skeleton. You don't just keep working in the same habitual spot. So suddenly, as they move in and out of the chair, they can flex in their hip joints and push through their legs instead of just kind of hoiking themselves up with their arms or their back or whatever they used before. And then when you get it, you go, oh my God, that's so simple and easy, and why haven't I been doing that for years? And I used to do it, and then suddenly I lost this ability. And then it says, oh, okay, yep, now I can do it. And, you know, sometimes the miraculous happens and the pain's gone. And yeah.
I reckon you might see me at the convent. I don't know about in the linen. What was it?
The community and the linen rooms.
The community and linen room. If for no other reason, I have to go down and have a look at that. But I might come down and have a look, because I think, look, we all have an ailment. We all have ailments at some time. And I'm actually going to ask my physiotherapist about this and say,
yeah, I do.
Hey, why aren't you doing this?
Well, that, yeah.
With me.
And, you know, there's lots of other body practices. So there's yoga and Pilates, just to name a couple that are, but they're, you know, often they're so difficult for a lot of people to approach doing. So Feldenkrais is so fantastic because it's so gentle and slow and kind and accessible for any level at any point, because it's working with how you think about your movement and how you sense and feel yourself, rather than achieving an outcome. And some of the lessons of Feldenkrais, you could be doing big back bends and headstands and judo rolls, but then some of the lessons are breathing lessons or eye movement lessons, so it covers a whole range.
What time does it kick off?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock till?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
At the Abbotsford Convent. And you can come and try a lesson. You can have an individual lesson or group lesson, listen to the presentations. There's lots to do. Talk to practitioners.
Good initiative. Glad to see the practitioners doing this, you know, to get the...
Get
the word out there so people can understand it.
Well, we're definitely a passionate group of people that...
I can see that. That's good. Ingrid, thank you so much. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
In the community
Hope
and
to see
community
you
and linen
linen rooms.
Linen rooms at the Abbotsford Convent. I think go along and have a look, people. You might be surprised.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.